Wake up, kid. Good morning. I hope you're having a great week. It is Wednesday morning. It's time for you to wake up. I'm here in our Wake Up Kid podcast studio with my friend and co-host,
Kennedy.
I said co-host. Kennedy, I'm glad you're here, Kennedy. You're doing a great job this week. So question of the week is, how can you glorify God?
By loving Him and obeying Him.
Beautiful. We're talking specifically today some more about loving Him and what it means to love Him. And one thing I want to make sure everybody understands this week, Kennedy, love isn't just something you feel. You know what I mean? It's also something you do. Like, you do things because you love people. Can you think of something? We talked earlier yesterday about how much you love your big sister. Can you think of something you do because you love your big sister? Something you've done to show her that you love her?
I play volleyball.
You play volleyball with your big sister? That's awesome. I never played volleyball with my sister, I don't think, in my entire life. That's awesome. So we're going to talk some more about that, about what we do to show that we love God and how it's not just something we feel or think, but it's something we actually do. And Logan's going to come talk about that after the joke of the day.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
What do you call a pony with the cough?
I don't know.
A little horse.
Happy Wednesday, kids. This is Logan, and it's just about time for you to wake up. We're learning this week that we can glorify God by loving Him and obeying Him. Mark 12 tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. In this verse, Jesus gives us a clear lesson that loving God is something we do from the inside out, on purpose, and with everything we have. Glorifying God by loving Him is something that starts inside of us. This is what it means to love Him with all your heart. It means that we feel love for Him, but our love for Him doesn't stop with our feelings. We are told to love Him with our mind, learning about Him and thinking about Him. We are told to love Him with our soul, which means everything we are. And we're told to love Him with our strength, which is everything we can do. Our love for God starts on the inside with our feelings and our thoughts, but it doesn't stop there. It should move to all that we are and all that we're able to do. It's important that we understand that loving God isn't something that you just feel. Loving God is a choice that you make. That's why it involves your mind and the things you do, and that's why it takes all of you and all of your strength. Can you think of some ways you would choose to love God today that would involve all of you? Something that would use your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Why not let that idea go past your heart and your mind and actually do it with all your soul and all your strength?